C3 AI software allows you to develop AI applications with less code, less resources, and less maintenance. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, January 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Your credit card activity and repayment habits on your credit report are pieces of the puzzle that make up your credit score. And that's a major factor in things like getting a loan or signing a lease. So for millions of Americans who don't have a credit report, financial opportunities like those have often been out of reach. But what if you could create your own credit report?
When somebody goes from having no credit report to having a credit report with a major credit reporting firm like Experian and a credit score, it can be life-changing.
Anna Maria Andriotis covers consumer credit for the WSJ. On today's show, she'll tell us about a new program from the credit agency Experian that lets consumers build their own credit report. That's after the break.
C3 AI Enterprise AI software supercharges your supply chain installation, making it fully predictive. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
You've heard us talk on the show before about ways to bolster your credit report and the benefits of improving your credit score. But millions of Americans who don't have a credit report are locked out of important services and benefits that could help improve their financial life. Now the credit reporting firm Experian is allowing some consumers to create their own credit report. The WSJ's Anna Maria Andriotis is here with the details. Anna Maria, thanks so much for being here.
Great to be speaking with you.
So Anna Maria, let's start out with why Experian is doing this. Who specifically is this Create Your Own Credit Report program geared to?
This program is geared towards the roughly 28 million adults in the U.S. who do not have credit reports and as a result do not have credit scores. There are many different reasons why people fall into this situation of not having credit reports or scores, which can result in them not really having a history of loans with banks or other lenders that would be reporting that information to the major credit reporting firms in the U.S., Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. People who fall into this category include college students who don't have any history of borrowing, people who avoid debt, even by choice, like retirees, for example. And many Black and Hispanic adults also fall into this category, either because they're underbanked or unbanked or for other reasons. This also impacts people who are immigrants to the U.S. You could come here, you know, middle age and have a full credit report in the country where you used to live in, and you could have had a very good sort of credit standing there. But that doesn't really count for anything here in many cases, in large part because you're kind of starting with a clean slate. That good credit history is not available with the major credit reporting firms.
All right, so help us understand how this new program works. What kind of information would a consumer include in this sort of do-it-yourself credit report?
And this kind of goes back to the efforts that have been underway for a few years now by the major credit reporting firms, including Experian. These companies have made more of an effort in recent years to allow consumers to add non-debt accounts to their credit reports. That would include things like utility payments, cell phone payments, in some cases rent, basically payments that people need to make on an ongoing recurring basis that are not reflected in their regular credit reports. So for people who don't have a credit report right now, they could certainly be paying their non-debt bills on time every month, but that's not reflected in their credit report because those companies, the utility companies, landlords, etc., generally just don't report that information onto regular credit reports. So with this process here that Experian is rolling out, after the consumer essentially verifies their identity with Experian, they would then be able to choose and add onto their credit report accounts that they pay on an ongoing basis that are non-debt related accounts, like cell phone payments, like utility payments, cable payments, streaming services payments, etc. And so essentially what would then occur is that a credit report with accounts that shows a payment history would be created, and what would follow would be a credit score for that person.
Okay, so is there a process to ensure that the payment information that people are including in their credit report is accurate?
Essentially, how it works is that consumers can basically link their bank accounts, the bank account that they use, to pay these non-debt accounts. And they can link the bank accounts to Experian, allowing the company to track their monthly payments. So it's not like the consumers could make up, or at least easily make up, accounts. There is some sort of backstop here where there is a clear provider that's being paid, and a set amount that's being paid, a payment history that over time can be seen within the checking account and the money that goes out of the checking account every month. So every month, a $100 payment is made to a cell phone company or to a cable provider. Well, there you go. This is a record of ongoing monthly payments that show that the consumer is being responsible with paying that particular account.
So what kinds of programs or services would creating this kind of credit report give consumers who did this access to?
Access to more affordable financing, the ability to escape from payday loans and other very high-cost loans that people with no credit reports are often limited to. Beyond loans, though, and credit cards, credit reports can have a much bigger impact on people. So really, in the end, what this is largely about, at least from the consumer standpoint, is that when somebody goes from having no credit report to having a credit report with a major credit reporting firm like Experian, and a credit score, it can be life-changing. You're talking about not being able to get approved for affordable financing, or really from any type of debt from banks or other mainstream lenders, when you don't have a credit report and you don't have a credit score, to essentially being able to get approved and possibly being able to get approved at good terms.
So does this credit report service put people with higher credit on an even playing field with consumers who maintain a stronger credit profile?
It certainly gives them a shot at that. I mean, there's been for decades a very big divide between the type of credit, the terms, the interest rates, et cetera, and the availability overall of credit between people with, you know, thick credit reports, high credit scores versus those who aren't on the radar, who don't have credit reports. I mean, literally, in many cases, it basically works as follows. If somebody without a credit report applies for a personal loan, auto loan, or credit card, and a lender goes to pull their credit report from one or more of the major credit reporting firms and doesn't get anything, there literally is no record on that person, the chances of getting rejected are very high.
So creating a credit report can no doubt help some consumers gain access to the various services you mentioned. But what do the credit reporting firms get out of this?
There's been tons of competition between, in particular, the major three credit reporting firms, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion in the U.S., to get more and more data on consumers, whether that data goes into credit reports or is elsewhere within their databases. And the big reason for that is the more data that they have on consumers, the more sales they can make, in particular to lenders. So when you're talking about 28 million consumers who don't have credit reports at the major credit reporting firms, for a company to be able to try to, you know, bring in at least a portion of those people into its databases, and if those people don't exist in the databases of its direct competitors, that could potentially give them leverage, give them sort of an added benefit when they are pitching their services and trying to get more sales from lenders. So before the pandemic began, really starting from around 2017-18 or so, there was a real pickup in demand from banks and other mainstream lenders asking for ways to approve more people in ways that did not entail approving more subprime people. And the conversations back then between major lenders and the credit reporting firms was really around the lenders basically saying, look, you know, are there people that are shut out of the system or people who are not just, you know, seeing at all because of our credit score cutoffs, et cetera, that deserve to be given credit? Because if other data is factored in, then what we will see is that they are more responsible, financially responsible than their credit reports and credit scores suggest.
So Anna Maria, with this program from Experian now rolling out, what are the expectations for how it's going to change things for the people enrolled in it?
So Experian began piloting this effort pertaining to the people with no credit reports in October, and it involved roughly 15,000 people. And on average, what Experian's analysis found was that people who add non-debt accounts to their newly created credit reports go from having no FICO credit score to a 665. 665 is certainly a decent score. I mean, it's a life changer for someone who had no score. Because at a 665, approval for many loan products at decent pricing terms is well within reach. Maybe not every lender will approve, but approvals are likely.
Now, you mentioned other programs that are geared toward people with thin credit reports and with blemishes on their credit reports. How have those past programs worked out?
Well, the programs to date have had mixed success. So FICO, which is the creator of the widely used FICO credit scores, in 2018 said that it was launching a new score that would factor in bank account activity as well as loan payments. And that really certainly sounded like a game changer at the moment. The factoring in bank account activity in a score provided by such a large and sort of widely used company really seemed like just, okay, the tide is certainly turning. Unfortunately, though, a very small number of lenders so far have been using this service, and that's due to a variety of reasons. But essentially, it's important to note all of this because just because a credit reporting or credit scoring firm, even when they're the largest in the space, launches an effort to try to, you know, get more people without credit reports or with credit reports, but trying to give them sort of a lift by adding other accounts in there, that doesn't necessarily mean that the effort's going to be a success.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
C3 AI Enterprise AI Software supercharges your supply chain installation, making it fully predictive. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.